Shalom to all. Today's office about Basrachav Kuf Chav Talad, and we are starting the second line with the word money. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basr Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. Now we just had a brisa discussing a bechor receiving double, in particular a firstborn kayin. And although we know that a bechor only gets double in that which his father was muchzik in and not roy, something which came afterwards, the brisa told us that he does receive double b'shevach sheishbiach achar misa. Let's say part of the estate went up in value, something changed after the father died, and the yarshim had no hand in it. It was memela; it happened on its own with no cost or effort on the Yarshim's part. For example, a cow gave birth, then he gets pishtaim in that. So they ask, money, who's his brisa like? And the answer is Rebbe, it's Shitas Rebbe. The Tanya of brisa tells us, Ein b'char notel b'shinayim b'shem v'sheshevchul n'chasim l'achar mises avien. The Tanakama, which is the Chachamim, they hold that b'char does not get double in that which the state gained, it grew in value, something changed and it got better after the father died. Whereas Rebbe, Rebbe tells us, Oymer ani, I say, b'char notel b'shinayim b'shem v'sheshevchul n'chasim l'achar mises avien. That a b'char does get double in that which the n'chasim gained after his father died. But he does not get double in the gain that the Yisoimim caused after their father died. Let's say they put money into the state, they built something perhaps, or something like that, then the Bechar does not get double in that gain. Now Rabbi continues, Yarshu Shtar Chayv, if they inherited a Shtar Chayv, somebody owed their father money, Bechar Noitel Pishnayim, the Bechar does get double in that Chayv. Now the following is according to everybody, even the Chachamim, Yatzalein Shtar Chayv, let's say Shtar Chayv came out against them, that their father owed this person money, Bechar Noisin Pishnayim, the Bechar has to give double. Since he gets double in the estate, he has to pay double of the chayv. However, Vim Amar, if he says, Eini noisin, veini noitel, I don't want to take my double portion, and I don't want to have to pay double in our father's chayv, Rashai, he's allowed to do that. Now the more analyzes, my time is Rabbanon. What's Rabbanon's reasoning that a Bechar does not get double, b'shevach sheshivchu n'chasim l'achar mises avien? And the answer is, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, l'asei sloi pishnayim, to give him double. And what do we learn from this word, l'asei sloi? Matana kari rachmana. The Torah calls his double portion a matana, a gift. And ma matana adamati liyade, just like a gift, can only be given once it reaches the hand of the person who wants to give it. If you want to give someone something as a gift, you can't give it unless you have it yourself. Avchelik b'chayra, so to the b'chayra. Adamat eliyade, it had to have reached the father's hand before he died in order for the b'char to receive that double portion. But since this is shevach that happened after the father died, it's not considered mat eliyade, it never reached the father's hand, so the b'char doesn't get double in it. Now Rebbe Yaimer, Rebbe says, Amar Kra, the pasuk tells us, pi shnayim, he gets double. Makish chelik b'chayra, chelik pashut. We're clearly comparing the b'char, the double portion, meaning part two, to the first part, part one, which is what we're calling the chelik of the pashut, like a regular brother. Ma chelik pashut, just like the regular portion that he receives as a brother, even if it didn't get to his father's hand, he's still going to receive a portion in that, because all the kids are going to get a portion in shevach sheshivchu n'chasim l'achar mises avien. So too, the second part of the bechor's portion, even though it didn't come to his father's hand and it only happened after the father died, he still gets double in it. Now we ask Rabbanan Ami, what about the Rabbanan also? Haksiv does say in the pasuk, Pishnayim, and the answer is Ahu, what's that pasuk do in Korinth Rabbanon? L'mitzvah le echon mitzvah. That we give the Bechar his double portion on one border. The other brothers can't tell the Bechar, okay, you get one portion over here, and your second portion is all the way over there. The pasuk of Pishnayim is telling us he gets his two portions together. Now we flip the question on to Rebbe. Rebbe Nami, what about Rebbe also? Haksiv, the pasuk says, Los Eisloi, you have to give him, mashma that it's like a matana. And the answer to that is Ahu, what's the pasuk teaching us? She'im Amar, eini noitel, v'eini noisein rashai. If he says, I don't want to take my double portion, and I don't want to have to pay double in our father's chayiv, he's allowed to do that. Now, Omer Papa, Papa further clarifies this machalikas, dikla va'alim, if when the father had died, he had left them a small little palm tree, and then it became strong, it grew, it became bigger, or ara, he left them a piece of property, va'asik sirtoin, and then stuff got washed up onto it, causing the land to be worth more, dekuli amaloi pligi deshakil. No one argues that he does take, even the chum would agree in this case that he would get double in that, because nothing has changed. It's the same palm tree, it just got stronger, it's the same property, it just became more valuable. Ki pligi, what's machalikas Rabban Rebbe, b'chafura v'hava shuvli. That's where the father died and there was little young stalks growing in the field, and then afterwards they became shuvli, they grew into ears of grain, so now it's something totally different. Or shlufi vahavutamri, when he died there was young blossoms on the date tree and then they grew into fully grown dates. Demar sovar shivcha de mela, Rebbe holds this is something that just happened to mela on its own, and so he does get double in that. Umar sovar was a chum hold ishtani, this is considered changed, it's something totally different because now grain grew, or now there's dates that are growing and that was not there before when the father died, and therefore the Bechar is not going to get double in that. And we continue discussing this. Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Chia, Asa Kedivri Rebbe, Asa Kedivri Chachamim, Asa. If a dying paskins like Rebbe, that's okay. And if he paskins like Rebbe, that's also okay. We're not going to say that he's talking about our Mishnah, that he made a mistake and then he has to take back his psak. It doesn't make a difference. Whomever he paskin like, that's totally fine. Now, where does this come from? Kochav Dalan on Bez on top. Misap Kale, he's Misopik. I Allah Krebbe Mechave Roy, the Loy Mechave Rov, I Allah Krebbe Mechave Roy, Vafil Mechave Rov. We have a rule throughout Shas that the halachas like Rebbe, Mechave Roy, when he's already arguing with an individual Tano that we pass like Rebbe and not like the other Tano. And Rav Chiya was mesupik whether we say halacha k'Rebbe mechavei roi v'loy mechavei rov, but not when he's arguing with multiple people, his colleagues, plural, then the halacha is not like him, and so we'd have to pass like the Rabbanon, or maybe we even pass like Rebbe when he's arguing with multiple people, and because this suffik, Rav Chiya had said, if you pass like Rebbe, that's fine, and if you pass like Chamim, that's also okay. Now here we have a different opinion, Amar Nachman Amar Rav, he tells us, Asr lasik k'dibri Rebbe, you're not a pass like Rebbe, kasavar, he clearly holds, halacha k'Rebbe mechavei roi v'loy mechavei rov. The halacha is like Rebbe only when he's arguing with an individual colleague, but not with multiple ones. Rav Nachman Didei Amar, Rav Nachman himself says, the previous member was Rav Nachman B'Shem Rav, this is Rav Nachman's own shita, that mutal lasik k'dibri Rebbe, you could pass like Rebbe, kasavar, he clearly holds, halacha k'Rebbe mechavei roi v'afil mechavei rov. The halacha is like Rebbe when he's arguing with an individual, and even with multiple people. Now Amar Rava, Rava tells us, Asr lasik k'dibri Rebbe, one's not a pass like Rebbe, v'im asa, however, if he did, asui, it's okay, we'll leave that dying to his psak. And why is that? Kasavar, he holds, matin itmar, that we're inclined to say that the halacha is like the Rabbanon. If a question comes to court, we're going to say, you go like the Rabbanon. However, if the Dayan, for whatever reason, decide to pass like Rebbe, then we're not going to make him retract that psak, and we're going to let it stand. I will continue discussing this. Rav Nachman b'Shar Sifri de Beirav, Rav Nachman taught a braisa from Shar Sifri de Beirav. Now, what is this? So we know that Medrash on Shmais is called Mechilta, and braisa is on Vayikra, all called Tyrus Kaihanim. Now, Shar Sifri de Beirav, or in short, Sifrei, which we tend to call Sifri, are braises on Bamidbar and Dvarim. And that's where the following braisa is being taught from. And what does the braisa say? The pasuk tells us, everything that's found to him, this is talking about the Bukhar getting double. Now, what do we learn from here? Prat, this excludes L'shevach Shishbichu Yarshim Acher Misavien, that any Shevach that the Yarshim caused in the Faraz Nechasim after he died, the Bukhar does not get double on that. Now, our diuk is Aval. However, Shevach Shishbichu Nechasim L'Acher Misavien, some gain that happened on its own to the Faraz Nechasim after he died, Shakil, a Bukhar would get double. Umani, and who's his braisa like? Rebbe he, it's Rebbe. Now, Tani Ram Bar Cham, B'Shar Sifri D'Bei Rav, Ram Bar Cham taught a braisa from Shar Sifri D'Bei Rav, B'Chal Shari Matzei Loi, the pasuk tells us, Prat L'Shevach Shishbichu Nechasim L'Acher Misavien, this excludes gain that happens on its own after the father died, that the Bukhar doesn't get double in. And what's our diuk? For sure, some gain that the Yarshim caused to happen afterwards, Deloy Shakel, the Bukhar is not going to get double on that. Umani, and who's this price alike? Rabbanon he, it's obviously the Rabbanon. Now we continue discussing this. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shmuel's telling us, Ein Bukhar Noitel Pishnayim B'Milva, a Bukhar does not get double in a halva. Somebody owed their father money, the Yarshim were looking through his documents, and they found the Shtar Avah that this guy owes them money, so the Bukhar does not get double on that. Now the question is, Laman, according to whom did Shmuel say this din? Elam Rabbanon, if you want to say it's according to Rabbanon, well, there's no reason for Shmuel to tell us this, because Hashta Shivcha de Isa Rishusei, now even when we're discussing regular Shevach that's in their Rishus, Am Rabbanon Loi Shakil, the Rabbanon say that he doesn't receive, it's just a property growing on its own, something happening to it. Nonetheless, as we already know, the Rabbanon say the Bukhar does not get double. Well, Milve, a Halva, something which is not in their Rishus, Mibaya, you have to say the Bukhar doesn't get double? Of course he doesn't get double. So this can't be according to the Rabbanon. Now the problem is, El Rebbe, do you want to say that Shmuel said this din according to Rebbe? That wouldn't make sense either. Ve'el HaDetanya, Wever Braisa tells us, Yarshu Shtar Chayv, if the Yarshim inherited a Shtar Chayv, Bukhar Noitel Pishnaim, Bain B'Milva, Bain B'Ribbis. The Bukhar gets double, not only in the Halva itself, but also in the Ribbis, in the interest that's included in the loan. This is obviously talking about a loan to a non-Jew from which one is allowed to collect Ribbis. Now the question is money. Who would this Braisa be like? Loi Rebbe, V'loi Rabbanon. It can't be Rebbe or the Rabbanon. It can't be the Rabbanon, because obviously, as we just said, the Rabbanon don't allow him to collect double from a halva, and for sure not from Ribbis. And it's not Rebbe either, because we have a Braisa Mifureshes later on, where Rebbe tells us Beferosh explicitly that he gets double in halva and in Ribbis. So this unnamed Braisa can't be Rebbe. So the more answer is Lo'ilam the Rabbanon. Really, Shmuel said his din according to Rabbanon. And we go back to the original question, why would Shmuel have to tell us in Shitas Rabbanon that a Bechar doesn't get double in halva? Of course he doesn't. The answer is Ve'itzrech, he still has to tell us this. Sakat Chamino, one might have thought that Milva, Kivan Denakit Shtara, Kamad Degavi Damya. Then when dealing with Halva, since they're holding on to the Shtar, they have this piece of paper that allows them to collect money from the Leivet, it's as if it's already collected. And that's not considered Shevach Shishbichu Nechasim Lachar Mizavin, it's considered something like their father was Muchsak on ready when he was alive. And one might think that according to Rabbanon, the Bechar would get double on that. Kamash Shmuel, and that's why Shmuel is telling us that no, even with the Svara, according to Rabbanon, a Bechar does not get double in Halva. Now we continue discussing this with a seemingly contradictory statement, Shalchum Itam, they sent from there, which means they sent the following din from Eretz Yisrael, Bechar Noitel Pishnayim B'Milva, that a Bechar gets double in Halva, Avol Loi B'Ribbis, but he doesn't collect double in the interest. And the question is, Laman, who's this din according to? Ilim El Rabbanon, if you want to say it's according to Rabbanon, Hashash Shivcha the Isib Rishusei, Amir Rabbanon Deloi Shakel. Now when discussing Shevach that's in his Rishos, the Rabbanon say that Bechar does not get double in that. Milva B'Baya, you have to say that he wouldn't get double in Halva? Of course he doesn't. El Rebbe, rather you want to say his din is according to Rebbe? Well, that can't be either, because El Rebbe B'Ribbis Loi, according to Rebbe, a Bechar is not going to get double in Ribbis also. Tan. You have a Brisa Beferish that tells us, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Bechar Noitel Pishnayim Bein Bemilva Bein Beribis. That Bechar gets double not only in the Alva, but also in the Ribis. And so the Gemara answers, La'olam Rabbanon. He really, this din from Eretz Yisrael is according to the Rabbanon, Umilva Kamanda Gavidamya. And according to this version in what the Rabbanon hold, a Halva is considered like it's already been collected in the lifetime of the father because he had the shtar that enabled him to collect it. And therefore, Bechar does get double in the Halva, just not the Ribis, because the Ribis doesn't have the same status as the loan itself. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.